The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's the Wally Show.
I didn't know this, but every year an annual study is done on big fast food chains determining who has the best overall customer satisfaction. I think this is something that should be done.
Yeah.
I mean,
you almost feel like it doesn't need to be done. I think everybody knows.
They just assume it's going to be bad.
Yeah. Well, you just know the one that's going to come in number one. I have a hint. I want you to go through it, but in my head, I already have my order.
Yeah. Okay. Well, factors that play into the decision include food quality.
Okay.
Order accuracy.
Oh, yeah.
And how nice the employees are.
Okay. KFC, where I live, has nice employees, but they've never got my order right.
Well, coming in on first place for the seventh year in a row.
I think we could all probably say it together. One, two, three.
Chick-fil-A!
Yes!
But if it's that obvious, that means they're doing something right.
Well, when you think about it, Chick-fil-A is basically a company with Christian origins. And
yeah.
So they hire people well and they train them well and they're all about service. And so it's interesting, the world doesn't really fully understand, why are they doing it so well? Well, there's something way bigger than business principles at play there.
And maybe that can start a conversation.
Yeah.
Who knows? Other chains that were in the top five include Domino's, Starbucks, and Five Guys.
Oh, Five Guys, food, yeah, and they've never got my order wrong.
But chains that were at the bottom of the pile.
Oh, no. Has to be Burger King. Burger King has to be below. Burger King, if there's a list, it's hanging off the edge of the list. It's not even on it.
Well, Burger King didn't go as low as these did. Wendy's was at the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Sonic, I think we could all agree.
Nah.
Yeah. And then dead last, McDonald's.
No! Their Coke alone should have them top five.
But if you think about the accuracy of your order, the friendliness of the employees.
Yeah. But that's the problem. No one has Nubia. My McDonald's lady, the McDonald's right near us, is she alone? Should put them in the top two.
She should do a managing class for them on how to do well because she does it so good.
She should go to Chick-fil-A.
She'd be a shoo-in.
Unless her ministry is just to change McDonald's. Maybe that's her thing because she's
Someone's
doing a great job.
Do it.
Oh, that lady's amazing. But I'll tell you, fast food is not a fun job. So when you find people that do it well, it's really, really refreshing. So there you go. Good on you, Chick-fil-A. We should get breakfast. There goes Betty. Why do I open my mouth? Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And I realized the other day, I was sitting at lunch with my wife, and I realized I could make some changes in my eating habits. I don't eat well. I have a lot of junk food and stuff. And so we were at Culver's and I was watching this thing about chicken. And I started thinking about, oh man, the life of a chicken is kind of sad. It's necessary for food, but it's kind of sad. I'm like, man, do I want to be part of that, anymore? And I love protein. Don't get me wrong. And so I looked down at what I was eating and I had cheese curds and pretzel bites. That was my lunch.
Oh, my goodness.
No hamburger, just cheese curds and pretzel bites. And I thought, this, I could be vegetarian.
Because you're not having any meat.
Right. I couldn't be a vegan because I got just a grip of cheese curds,
right.
and pretzel bites.
Yeah, because you can't have dairy with veganism.
Because animal byproducts, But I thought, okay, vegetarian, I could be a vegetarian. Oreos count.
Well, yeah, but there was no vegetable in... See, do you see the...
I didn't know what else to call it. That was the thing.
Oh, I see.
If I strip out the meat, and I just have the cheese curds.
Carbs?
Yeah, and bread and all the other things that I love and dessert. They have ice cream there. Like, I could have been full and walked out of there never having a sandwich.
And one cannot say you're not doing your part save the little chickens.
That's right. You know, so I feel good about
this.
You, sir. Thank you.
Are a true American hero.
Thank you. I feel good about my decision. I just need to know what to call it, okay?
Okay.
Because I can't call it being a vegetarian because I'm not going to eat vegetables. Like, that's not even remotely on the plate. And so what could this new eating habit be called, okay?
Okay.
My daughter called it gluttonarian.
A good start.
A little judgy, honestly. what would you suggest? 855-33-WAY-FM. My new diet that doesn't involve eating meat, but it definitely doesn't involve vegetables. And it's just all the good, bad for you stuff in life, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. What should I call this new eating habit? I'd love to get your thoughts on it. What could I call this new dietary restriction?
My wife has the same desire, and she's called herself a carbivore.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
What does she typically eat on a day-to-day basis?
She likes Chinese food, lo mein. Okay. She loves sweet tea, so that's one of the things she would say she couldn't give up on a diet.
Yeah. And bread. Wrap all of that, what
bread.
You just said, in bread, and you've got a carnivore diet. I love it.
That is great.
Hey, Nicholas, I appreciate the call, brother. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right, Lisa, you're up. What should I call this new dietary strategy?
I'm going with the real life diet, because in real life, that's really what we eat, and sometimes that's all the options we have.
I like it. I like it. The real life Atarian. I think Tarian needs to be at the end. I don't even know what Tarian means, but it's on the end of everything.
I agree.
Lisa, do you typically find yourself in the same situation as Wally?
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, sometimes I have to admit there may secretly be those other options, but I just might inadvertently not choose them.
Oh, yeah. So now if posed with eating a hamburger or a milkshake, I'm going to take the healthier option of the milkshake.
The healthier option.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It feels good.
It's easier to get in your body. It's better for you to digest.
Yeah. Look at that.
Less waste for the environment. It only came out of one container.
Lisa sounds like a scientist, environmentalist, dietitian. So thank you for your help today, Lisa. You're amazing.
Well, thank you. Actually, I'm just a professional at excuses for what I want to eat.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And the other day, I thought, I did lose my wallet. It was out of my possession for like 2 days. It was at a store that was closed. I had left it there and had to wait through the weekend to get it back.
That's so scary.
It is.
When you realize it's not in your pocket or in your purse where you left it, you're like, oh gosh.
Because then you're like, my identity could be stolen and all these other things. And so then you go through that list of what's in your wallet. Like, Rock, could you name everything in your purse?
No.
See, I contend that I can name everything in my wallet or get really close to it. Mm-hmm. And I have a bunch of stuff in there. So what we're going to do is I'm going to hand you my wallet, Rob.
Oh.
And don't run with it. And don't
She's
go
excited.
Get breakfast. I know. All right. So we'll go through
it. Oh, the power that's in my hands.
I'm trusting you right now. Trust
zone.
Okay. I had to go. Let's go left to right on it. Okay. So the cards on the side. I had to do a mental check, and I want to make sure I can do this. I usually have them in an order, too. I have my American Express card first.
Okay.
Behind that is my... You can just take everything out. And behind that would be my Costco Visa.
Nope.
Nope.
What?
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, I have is a that missing?
Well, no, I have that. I know I have that.
That's not what this is, right?
Wait,
it is.
Oh,
you're
right.
It's on the back. It's on the back. It wasn't on the front.
Like, wait a minute.
Yeah, wait, what happened?
Okay, what's next?
Then I have a Discover card, Disney credit card, Visa, and a Discover card.
Okay,
so let's move to the middle.
Okay.
I know I have, I got $40 out of the grocery store last night, and I think I had 12, so that'd be 52. I have my Viking Pizza Punch card. I have a business card from a guy, I think named Ron at Pool and Spa Depot, because I was looking at spas.
Wow, you got the name right now.
Is his name Ron? Yes. I wasn't sure, because our boss is named Ron, too. That's how I remembered it. I think I have a Well coupon from my daughter. She works at the Well coffee shop for like 15% off or something like that. Just sitting there in the middle.
Nice.
I think that's everything that's loose floating. Then I've got my, you can pull the middle stuff out. I got my driver's license. I have a little piece of paper from a fortune cookie that says your ability to find the silly and the serious will take you far.
Holy cow.
I've always
verbatim.
Kept that. Yeah, I've always kept that. I thought it was so great. That's why I always say the show is silly and serious. I've got my insurance card, my Lipscomb teaching card, and my voter registration card.
Oh, yep.
I don't think my fishing license is in there anymore. I think that should be it for that thing. Then on the right side, I have a lot of stuff in my wallet.
Yeah, you do.
I have my bank card, which is blue. Then I've got below that my Target card.
Oh, nice.
And then I can't remember if I have my other cards there. I think that might be. I might have a diving card behind that.
A diving
card? Yeah, my open water diving card. I might have taken that out.
Oh, no, I don't see that.
Okay. So are there any more cards on that
yes.
side?
There's one more.
Mm.
Last one.
Oh.
It's gray.
Oh, wow.
It's a hobby that you enjoy. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We've done it one time together, I think.
A disc golf?
No.
No.
Riding bikes? I don't. Oh! Oh, my membership to Nashville Armory.
Yes!
Yes!
There you
yes!
go.
And it's expired.
Oh. Danger.
Yes. Yeah, that is crazy. So, I literally remembered everything in my wallet.
Yeah,
very much
shocked.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, you did really well.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Even to the point where you remembered the pool spa guy's name.
Yeah,
that's
Ron.
Insane.
Ron, yeah. Hopefully, he's still going to give me a deal.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. I had to pick one that had Wi-Fi, so I wasn't roughing it too bad. But that is where I did some of my work that weekend. So I think the point here is that life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
I think that's what I liked about going back to school online, and I would imagine the same was true for you, Betty, is that wherever you are, you can do your homework.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time babysitting my cousins, and they were at a jump house, and I was just on the side, not jumping.
Yeah, asking them questions. Hey, real quick, kids, come here. I need a little help here. So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Well, the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this together. It's the Wally Show.
There are signs everywhere that point to life getting back to somewhat normal after being altered for so long by COVID. This was evidence for me personally at a Waffle House on Monday morning.
And we all know Waffle House is the epitome of safety.
It's just how you know things are getting back to normal. Everyone's there like, COVID what? I'm sitting next to me here at the bar. I don't know you, but just sit here.
Heard of it.
Yeah, let me just have some, you're going to eat those hash browns, let me eat off your plate. it's crazy, but experts remain concerned still about the Delta variant, and states showing signs of recovery, though, about a year and a half after the first cases of COVID-19 were reported. New York is one of those that was hit hardest and one of the most locked down cities we have. Well, they actually are showing signs of life. They've announced that they are going to do a ticker tape parade.
What's that?
Oh, you don't
ticker
know? You
tape.
Know? Yeah, you know
ticker
when you
tape?
Well, okay. Anytime you see a parade and there's all the stuff, confetti falling, that started as what's called a ticker tape parade back in New York back in the day. Stocks used to come across these things called ticker tape machines, like it's a little piece of paper. Mm-hmm. And that's what they would throw. They'd cut it up and throw it out the windows. And so that's where that started. So it's still called a ticker tape parade.
Oh, cool. So they're having one to celebrate everything getting back to normal?
They're celebrating all of like the workers and things like that, and the city getting back to normal right now, which is really cool. All their essential workers are finally celebrating
them.
They had promised this. Mayor de Blasio had promised this in April of last year, that we're going to do this, and now they're finally at the point where they can kind of make good on that. The last time they held a ticker tape parade in that city was July 2019.
All right.
And it was to celebrate the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team World Cup win.
Wow.
And so
this is a big deal.
Yeah, it is. It's a real big deal, and it's a great sign for the rest of us. You might not like, you know, ticker tape parades or whatever, or think, well, that's New York. What does it matter to me? But it's a really good sign that one of the hardest hit places in the country is getting back to normal. That's good for all of us holistically. So there you go. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And Betty always keeps me up to date on things going on, like the national days of the week. And this one was National Tell the Truth Day. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh, that's a good thing. You know, telling the truth is a really healthy thing. But sometimes it can be a little challenging, telling the truth. So I thought we'd have some fun with this today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't think Betty saw this coming. We are going to do Truth or Scare, okay?
Oh, scare.
You're going to do something scary here. And you're going to have the choice. You can tell the truth about the question that you're given, or you can take the dare there, okay? So I'm looking at you. I'm trying to decide who gets to go first.
Don't.
Gavin.
There's
Gavin.
A night. Get, Gavin. Betty. Gavin. She's your best friend.
Yeah. You know what? That's why I'm going to let her go second.
Oh, man.
Gavin, you're first. Okay, so Gavin, here's your question, and you decide whether or not you want to tell the truth or take the bucket of random dares there, okay? Here we go. Gavin, what is a characteristic that an old girlfriend of yours has that you wish your wife Haley had?
What's the dare? I choose the dare.
Wow.
You made that so easy.
Yeah. Wow, that would get him in a lot of trouble.
I made that easy on purpose.
Okay. Wow.
All right, so Gavin, without hesitation, takes the dare and opens up the... What's it say?
Freestyle dance break.
Yes!
Yes!
That could not be better. Okay. Gavin. Okay, so I've got a bet
you
for you.
You see how delighted he is in doing this other than
versus
answering that question?
Versus an attribute from an ex-girlfriend and my wife? This is way easier.
Okay. Okay, and this is one that though will live forever on the internet, too, which is great. So you have 30 seconds. And
30
I'm gonna,
seconds?
Yeah. He's like, now I'm worried about the cardio.
I'm so tired.
All right, but I want to see you sell it, okay? You're in the club, and you are going to... Okay, already starting. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Gavin just made his way to the dance floor.
Okay,
I'll be the club DJ.
He's holding his hat.
Yes.
Do we want to do the sprinkler? Let's do the sprinkler.
That's too old school,
Rock. Oh, there you go.
He's way more new school than that.
Take the Q-tip, throw it away.
All right, ladies, welcome to the stage, Gavin.
Woo!
Nicely
done.
Oh,
I like it. Raise the roof a little bit. Okay.
Going low.
Oh, he's getting down low. Okay. Oh, I don't think he can get back up.
All right. You know, and that's good. You know what? We're going to stop before an inadvertent twerk happens.
Thank you.
Gavin doesn't twerk. He tweaks. He just tweaks his back and things like that. Nicely done.
That was really good, Gavin.
All right,
Gavin.
Guys.
You sold it. You'll be able to see all of this at wayfm.com/Wally as well. You know, or actually 91979 text the word dance and you'll be able to. Or no, dare. We'll do dare so that you can be able to see this all. So, all right. So we got Betty Rock coming up, which I'm very excited about. And then if we have time, we'll do one for
May. Will have time.
Yeah, we'll make the time.
Betty Rock, it is your turn. Mm-hmm. Here is your question. You have a new best friend, Nicole, who is going to become your roommate as well. And we love Nicole. She's the best. What is your new best friend, Nicole's most annoying habit that she does that you're really concerned about her moving in to your apartment with you? And, oh, by the way, to sweeten the pot here, I will be texting her this audio. Because I know you're thinking, oh, well, she might not hear this, so I can take the truth and be fine. But I have her phone number, and I will text her the audio. So, with that.
What's the question again?
What is your new best friend Nicole's most annoying habit that concerns you about her moving in?
that she compliments me too much.
No, that doesn't count.
All right, come on. And
No. And the other part of this, I forgot to tell you, Gavin and I get to decide if it's a real answer or
Absolutely.
Not. Yeah, because that's not a real answer. Mm-mm. That's like going to a job interview and they're like, what's your worst habit? I work too hard.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you going to do?
Would drumming be a concern?
No, not at all.
No.
That's not a characteristic.
No, that's her job.
Yeah, it's like, it's a hobby.
What if she gives me nothing to be concerned about?
Oh, she does. You've told me.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, fine. I take the data.
Yes,
come on,
okay,
let's go.
That's what we were going for. All right, draw one out of there. Now, I did say that if you get a really gross one, you can pass it to me, but you have to redraw.
Okay.
Okay, what'd you draw?
A bite of a banana peel?
Yes!
Oh, that's not that bad. That's healthy.
That's healthy.
I've heard that from someone.
You have to eat the banana.
Oh.
Just like, yes. You have to just bite it like
I'm
that.
Yeah, I'm going to just do it.
I'll do it.
You're
with
doing
you.
It?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Okay, you have to bite the whole thing through.
Can I bite on the side? Do I have to eat it?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, I have to. Can I do the side?
You can bite the side, but a big honking bite.
Don't
you got to go
sticker.
All the way through it. Yeah, leave the stick all the way through
all
it.
Way
bigger
through.
Than that.
A big old bite.
Bite
You're
all the way through it. Atta girl. Bite through. Pull it. There you go. Little chew. How is it?
There's at least some banana in that. Like, is it tart?
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised you took this. I thought you would pass it, to be honest with you.
It's chalky.
Oh, nicely done, though.
You did it.
Here's the bucket. Here's the bucket you can spit out. Nicely done. All right, so that is theirs, and we are out of time, but that was a great round of Truth
Excuse
or
us.
Dare.
No, we're doing yours next.
We don't have time for mine.
Yes, we do.
You guys are amazing.
No,
So, Betty Rock, what is your truth or dare question for me?
Okay. What was the last lie you told your wife?
Where's the dare pile? like this is a non...
That's, you're not even going to consider
not
it?
Even a hes- not even for a split second
Good
am
man.
I going to think about that one.
Good
nope.
man.
All right. Well, I'm going to pull your dare for you.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Reach on in there. What is mine?
All right.
In
yours
honor of
is...
Truth or Dare Day.
Let another person draw a tattoo on your back with a permanent marker.
Permanent marker!
No.
I'm all for this.
Wow.
You're going to take this, right?
Okay, for sure.
Good.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. Buckle up, Buttercup.
Do you have a
You've got some
marker?
Permanent markers right there.
Oh, man.
Just to point them out.
All right, Rock. Come on. Dadgummit. You know what? I think that's kind of bad for her because she has to draw on my bare back. Okay, hang on.
Ew.
I know. You're kind of losing, too.
Ew.
We are videotaping this, and so I am just pulling the back of my shirt up, and I'm leaving the front covered. Oh, that's a big heart, I feel like.
Aww.
I feel like,
Gonna give him a good old,
she loves
me. Loves my mom tattoo?
Oh,
this is gonna be good.
Okay. I wish tattoos felt like this.
Oh,
it's actually
yeah.
kind of scratchy and nice, but not painful.
Well, maybe we can turn this permanent marker tattoo into a real permanent.
Not a bad idea. Are you done already?
Yes.
All
okay.
right, let me. I can't see what it says, so someone
here,
read
let
it
me.
To me.
Oh.
And also, Gavin, get a shot here.
What does it say?
Betty Rock
here,
and Gavin with a heart and a little arrow.
Oh, that's so sweet. And then the worst part is it's like really big on my back, and there's no way my tiny T-Rex arms can wash this off. So like, I'm just gonna have to wait for like weeks for this to go away. And I'm going on vacation, and I'm gonna be spending some time at a waterfall.
Yes!
Nice,
with a shirt on. Apparently. Well, there you go. That is our Truth or Dare segment for today. As always, you can see this stuff at wayfm.com. Later on. We'll have it for you. If you want to just text 919, text DARE to 91979, you'll get a link for it that way as well.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and there's a lot of negativity in the world, so we thought we'd combat that with a little good news. Giddy up, three rapid fire good news stories coming at you. We're going to start with you, Lady Rock. Go.
Over the holiday weekend, there were two members of a martial arts crew. They were in a parade, a July 4th parade, and they stopped their float because they saw a guy who was having a heart attack and he didn't have a pulse. But these two guys were able to give him CPR and keep him breathing until the paramedics arrived.
Please tell me they were using karate chops instead of like actual CPR compressions.
Everybody was singing, everybody was kung fu fighting.
Prop him up. Let me kick him in the chest again. Like, how good is that? Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
A U.S. Army vet named Buddy is paralyzed from the waist down, but he used a special exoskeleton device to help him stand and walk this last Sunday.
Nice.
And for the 4th of July, he helped raise the American flag outside the Veterans Hospital in New Orleans.
So great.
So that's cool. Awesome. I love those exoskeletons and what the future could be with that. That's pretty cool. I actually have kind of a standing story as well. There's this little girl named Freya who was born prematurely, and she lives with an undiagnosed brain disease. She has cerebral palsy, epilepsy. She's got a lot going on, and she requires constant care with everyday tasks. So imagine the joy of her family when they had her standing up on her own and dancing with her dad. They just kind of shot it as this beautiful family moment and posted it, but it went viral, and it definitely does make you feel good when you see the joy on her face and on this family's face. So there you go. That's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up. I have watched Shark Week on Discovery Channel for years. Hey, it's Wally, and right now there is a feeding frenzy that's not even taking place in the water. It's real estate. I've been looking for a house for quite some time now, and the real estate market is insane with extreme competition. Houses are going for way above asking price and with multiple offers, so if you're going to be a serious buyer, you have to be ready, and United Faith Mortgage can help. They are good at not only getting you approved, but also making your approval look as good as possible to help you win the home. United Faith Mortgage is a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who have a direct lender advantage, which can help you close faster and oftentimes can help you get a better rate and save you monthly and lifelong money. So maybe you don't feel like jumping into the feeding frenzy right now and buying a new home, but now could be a great time to refinance because home values are up and interest rates are down. So check out United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's today's Music Insider with Gavin.
TMI, my friends.
So I've definitely had my fair share of moments when I felt anxious in my life, but I don't think I could ever truly say that I've had anxiety.
Sure.
And Jordan Felice, who we all know for a really good song, The River. We're going down.
Jordan is yet to do a song that I don't like.
Oh, yeah.
I just love his take on things, and his music's fantastic.
This is a really good one. He actually posted a video admitting to struggling with anxiety, and I can understand that, like, for artists who are on this, like, you know, big stage, and they're always constantly performing, and they don't necessarily have all that time to rest. I can definitely understand it, but he said that this is how he felt and how he kind of dealt with it.
I felt like I kind of locked myself up in this room that was just dark and I couldn't see anything. It's kind of how I felt from a day-to-day basis, but God really stepped into this. I invited him into this, which is the first massive step into dealing with anything, is inviting him in, because where God is, there is light.
I guess, you know, if you look at like 12-step programs and things like that, one of the first things they say is admit that you have a problem, and then you can start dealing with it. From a faith perspective, I like this. It's not only admitting, okay, I've got an issue here, but then also saying, God, this is beyond me. I need your help. You know, and Rock, I know you've walked through anxiety too.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, I think a big thing that he pointed out is we all deal with shame, because in the church community, you're told anxiety is showing that you don't trust God,
right,
that you don't believe in his capability to save you. And I think maybe some of that might play into it, but also some things you cannot have control over yourself. But I love what Jordan Felice said, because he said, I invited God into it, because he's saying, hey, I'm not going to let the shame take over or the guilt. Instead, I'm going to invite Jesus into it and let him see all the mess that there is. Because the thing is he already knows about it anyways. Why am I trying to hide it from him? But I'm inviting him into it so that he can make the difference.
That's the best first step we can do with just about anything in life.
Yeah.
I'm going to say everything in life. Just about anything. This other thing, no, God, that's mine. No, it was everything in our lives. So there you go. That's going to do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin. We go together. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And it's no secret that most of us in a relationship are A lot of times opposite of our spouse or our boyfriend or girlfriend or what have you, you know, because there's something about that it connects. They fulfill something in you that you don't have in you and them. And I realized this over my weekend that my wife and I are different in another way. She is a rules follower, like to the letter of the law kind of thing.
Which is good. Something that you need in your life.
Yeah.
Because you, on the other hand, look for ways to break the rules.
Let's skirt them a little bit. So here's the thing. I lost my wallet, all right? And so I didn't have my driver's license. So we were going somewhere, and we go, and she literally starts going back into the house to get another set of keys. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, you don't have your driver's license. You can't drive. I'm like, my ability to drive is not connected to that piece of plastic. I can still drive. I know how.
True, but she does have a point, because you're not supposed to be behind the wheel if you don't have a driver's license, and technically you don't.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly,
at
like,
the time.
It's like, okay, if I get pulled over, then I have to say, hey, I lost my license, and this is more headache on me, because then you have to go down and present your license, and you get a little ticket with it or whatever. Mm. But like, I can still drive. It's like, it's not that big of a deal. It's worth the risk to me.
Oh.
Is what I was figuring.
It was worth the risk to you, sir.
Yes.
What's wrong with Marty driving?
That's a good question, Gavin.
Worth the risk to me is where we're going with that. And so we're opposite in that. She was like dead set, like, I've got to drive. And I'm like, no, you don't. It's fine. Because she follows the rules. I don't on things that don't matter, you know. So 855
33 like having a license. Way after, you know, things
it was
that don't
temporary.
Matter.
Now, I'm not saying like you should be able to drive without going and getting your test. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that you should be able to drive with a suspended license because you've done something wrong. I just didn't happen to have it in my vicinity. You know,
tell the cop that.
I was going to have to. And she was so sure we were getting pulled over that weekend. And I think she was secretly hoping we would. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is your opposite of you in your relationship and how does it work out? 855-33-WAY-FM. I love having these conversations with you. You can always get right through if you put that in on your favorites. And we'll take yours right now. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and a minute ago I was sharing a story about how I drove over the weekend and I'd lost my wallet, and I didn't have my driver's license, and so I drove somewhere, and my wife was like, oh, you don't have your driver's license, you can't drive, and I thought, well, I think I can, but apparently I've upset some people. Sandy, what's up?
You ruffled my feathers this morning with this driver's license thing.
Oh, yeah? How so?
Well, let me give you two scenarios. One is, what if you had teenage kids in the back seat and they were watching you do this? You broke the law. It has nothing to do with your driving abilities, but you broke the law.
I broke the law that doesn't hurt anybody except myself. Like, I have to, if I got pulled over, I realize there's a penalty for driving without that license. I wouldn't choose to drive without it, but I didn't have my wallet. I lost my wallet. So I would just tell the officer, hey, I lost my wallet, you know? What if I had to go to work? Would I call Uber because I didn't have my driver's license?
That's what you're supposed to do.
I don't know about that. I'd like to ask an officer that. Like, is that an egregious law break from an officer standpoint? Because they can literally just run your name and your plate and see that you have a license, it's not suspended, and you would just, you know, pay the fine.
That would be very interesting. I'd like to hear that, too.
All right, well, let's do that. If you're an officer and you're listening right now, I'd love to get your take on this. Is this an egregious violation, that there's something I'm missing, that it's really serious? Or is it like, yeah, that we understand it happens all the time and it's not that big of a deal? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. Because I'm willing to be wrong here. Absolutely willing to be wrong. 855-33-WAY-FM. Help me out. Abigail, are you an officer?
I'm not, but I've been ticketed for not having my license.
So you just, you got a ticket and that was it, right?
Yeah, so it's actually happened a few times.
Well, now you're just a serial lawbreaker is what you are. I did it once. You're worse than me.
I'm so forgetful. I have a history, even as a kid, leaving my purse at restaurants and stuff like that. So I do it all the time on accident, but I've had officers tell me, no big deal, just try to keep it with you more, keep it in the car if you need to, you know. And then I've had other officers ticket me, and they just let me know, hey, if you go to the ticket office, as you know, the city office or whatever, within 11 days with your license, you can pay like $20 and get the ticket completely dismissed.
Yeah, I've had that same thing happen before too. Yeah, so I didn't think it was that egregious. Sandy had an issue with it, and that's what we're trying to figure out. Did I really break a bad law here? Well, I appreciate you, Abigail. Thank you. Do you have your license on you right now? Because I can tell you're driving.
I do.
Miracle. So this is cool. We got Trooper Von Traeger. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Really good, man. You got the coolest name, like Trooper Von Traeger. Like, it just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, it does. It sounds pretty good when I say it, too.
Trooper Von Traeger, you're under arrest. I don't want to hear it in that context. But now, sir, so you've heard the scenario. I was driving, and I made the choice to drive, run errands without my driver's license because I had lost my wallet. Am I missing something? Is that a really big thing? Because my license is not suspended. I don't have tickets, anything like that.
Well, while it is technically against the law to drive without your license, it's not that big of a deal. It's a non-moving violation, so there won't be any points incurred if the officer does decide to issue that citation. But in instances where I've had the same situation come across where somebody either had their wallet lost or stolen from a trip, I have discretion. So, and in that case, 100% of the time, I've always given a warning and just make sure that they go back to the DMV and get a new license issued. There's nothing criminal.
Okay, good. So I'm not going to go to jail because I've admitted this all over the place today. And so.
No, no, no.
All of a sudden, Trooper Von Traeger's knocking on the back door. I'm like, I thought you said it was no big deal, man. Hey, we appreciate you listening, man. I know you have a really, really super tough job, and I appreciate what you do, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Wally.
Don't do it. Don't hit the button. I know you want to hit the skip button. That's what podcasts are great for, because you can see the ad coming and you're like, I'm going to just skip this, skip, 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 and get onto the aftercast, which I love that. I'm glad you like what we do. But just for a minute, don't hit it. Take your finger off the button. Don't hit skip. This is way more important than just some ad wanting to sell you something. We've partnered with Food for the Hungry, FH, as the cool kids call them, and they do amazing work with children that are vulnerable all around the world, and they get them the help that they need through people just like you.
Yeah, and just think about this. A little over a dollar a day can help your sponsored child as well as other children in the community get food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. So you can help end poverty right now by visiting fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show.
And the cool thing about this is, A, it helps the child and the community be better, because if you just have one child that's being helped, the community is still suffering and it doesn't create a sustainable long-term solution. So that's what I love about how FH works. But then the other great part of this is you get to interact with that child. You can formulate that relationship with them and you can write them and encourage them, and because they have really hard lives. And so the fact that you get to be a little piece of Jesus to them every day is a gift. So thank you for, if you've made it this far, not hitting skip, and maybe just go ahead and pop on over to fh.org/Wally Show and think about sponsoring one of our FH kids right now, because every minute that we wait is another minute, week, year, month that these kids are waiting for someone to come in and help them as well. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
America's Got Talent has been a pretty popular reality show for America. And in its most recent episode, viewers met a contestant. His name is Matt Mauser. And before he sang, he told the audience a little about himself.
On January 26th of 2020, I lost my wife.
Oh, no.
In the same helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant.
Oh.
So that really stood out. You know, you remember the helicopter crash. Yeah. You remember Kobe Bryant, but you don't remember the others that were in the crash as well.
Yeah, his wife, Christina, was a coach at Kobe's school there. And yeah, she got overshadowed. Mm-hmm. And he was left with, I think, three kids. And
yes.
Was mm-hmm. just having to work through life after this.
Yeah. Her name was Christina Mauser. And Matt ended up having a great audition to follow up that speech.
And you coming back to me is against all odds, and that's what I've got to face.
That's a good song choice for sure.
I like
good song choice for sure.
What?
Your face says otherwise.
It was a good song choice. It was a good song choice. Like this is a hard thing for me, man, because like there's just this truth that just falls out of me. No. Well, I mean it's like that little part was fine.
Right.
And
this
is my problem with America's Got Talent and all these other shows. Mm-hmm. They've gotten really good at the story.
Yes.
And
to the point where you can't say no.
Right.
Because how could you say no?
You couldn't. Your story, it breaks your heart. And you want people to win and some goodness in their lives, and that's all good.
Yes.
But in a talent competition, when it's the talent isn't as good as the story, that's where I have a problem, you know. And did he get through?
He did.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. All four judges gave him an emphatic yes. And of course the crowd was behind them and everything.
I can't fault them, because if I'm there and I hear this story, if I'm a judge and I hear this story, I'm going to hear him sing differently than I would if he just came out and sang.
Especially with that song selection.
Exactly. Like, it all worked, and I'm going to go, yes, I will get caught up in it too. So I'm not blaming, I will get caught up in it too. But then at some point, then the reality has to hit of, boy, you've either got to step it up and all of a sudden find another gear and be amazing, or that was a great moment and you brought awareness to your wife and honored her. And if nothing else, that's a good thing. There we go. I got there. I found the good in it, man. It took me a second, but I got there. I was going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And the other day, I got really frustrated because my computer wouldn't log on to my internet at home. And every other device is working. Like, what in the world?
Come on.
And so I'm like, all right, well, let me try upgrading it, like, installing
it. Updating,
yeah. And so I updated it, and then lo and behold, it worked.
Nice.
And I'm like, I think that was Apple's way of just punishing you to get you to come into a compliance and do the update.
Because now you don't have your internet, and it's kind of like you're put in timeout.
Yeah,
to think about what you've done.
Exactly. I felt like they were just, it was literally a punishment. And so then I started thinking about this, because it was the worst.
World problems.
I know, but then I started thinking, as an adult, what would a grounding be? You know, like, because like as a kid, you know, your parents are like, I'm grounding you from going out with your friends. I'm grounding you from sports after school. And you're like, this is the worst. No, please, anything but that. Mm-hmm. But as an adult, what would an adult version of being grounded look like? Maybe, you know, your spouse or your friends or work. You're grounded, sir or madam. Like, I'm curious what, like my buddy Greg, his grounding would be Red Bull. Like, that's his vice. He loves Red Bull.
He can't have any more.
No, like if it's like, okay, well, I'm grounding you. No more Red Bull for you. Like, he would cry. He would sob.
He would cry.
Yeah, and
if someone said that to you about candy.
Oh, I'd run away. I'd run away from home is what would happen. And I know that doesn't solve anything, so don't get any ideas, kids. But let's talk about this right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. You're an adult, but you've been grounded. What is the worst thing you can think of for you being grounded from? And you might find that we share similar stuff, too. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show. Put that in your favorites so you can get right through when we are talking about something that's in your wheelhouse. 855-33-WAY-FM. But if someone was to ground you from something as an adult, what would be the worst thing for you?
I think for me it would be social media, like Facebook.
Do you do the TikTok?
Yes, I have every platform on social media, basically.
You have every platform. Okay, so you're covered. Yes. TikTok, Instagram.
YouTube, Snapchat, yes.
You still have a MySpace account, don't you?
Yeah.
So let's give you a hypothetical situation, Aisha. Let's say you're grounded. You can't use social media. What are you going to do with your extra time now?
I'm actually fasting from social media right now. I'm trying to spend more time with God.
How's it going?
So I find myself sneaking back on sometimes, but it's going good. Today's my first day.
I find myself cheating on the Lord a little.
It's her first day.
Okay.
Give her a break.
Sorry, first day. Good for
you.
Way
to go, Aisha. You should post about the fact that you were on the radio today.
Ashton, what would you be grounded from that would be devastating?
Coffee. I can drink it black. I can drink it dressed up. I can drink it with creamer or not. Just coffee in general. Like,
why do you think you need so much coffee in your life?
I'm a stay-at-home mom of 4. 9, 8, 3, and 11 months. She'll actually be 1 at the end of this month.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, I bet they even know if mom's acting a little cranky, just hand her some coffee.
Oh, yeah. They know not to ask for anything they really want until after I've had at least 2 cups.
There you go. All right, Sarah, you're up. What would you hate to be grounded from as an adult?
Pickleball.
Okay, now this is like a miniature version of tennis. I've never played it, as I understand it. You have like wooden paddles, and it's like smaller than tennis, and people seem to love it. Is that what it is,
kind of? Yeah, it's kind of like that. We play with like a wiffle ball, and you have a smaller paddle. I mean, the community in the pickleball is insane. I mean, you just come out there and go, I'm next, and everybody will let you play.
So is this where you find a lot of your social interaction with people?
Oh, yeah, my contact list. Everybody's last name is Pickle in my contact list, because that's all that I know in this area.
That's awesome. Now, did you just move in, and you were trying to find a way to connect to people?
Yeah, it's like the easiest way to find people in your community. Go out and play in the pickleball court. If you don't have a paddle, loan you a paddle.
Okay, well, there you go. I've never played. I'd like to give it a shot. I grew up playing tennis, and I love tennis. Will those skills transfer?
Oh, absolutely. You got a head start in the pickleball community.
The skills might transfer, but those shorts you were wearing in the 80s, those will not.
Oh, no shorts. No short shorts on the pickleball there.
No short shorts, you say. Well, I'm out.
Name it and claim it.
Name it and claim it. Claim it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we are doing a little name and claim it. And this is where people send us inanimate objects to name, because it gives them personality, and we love doing this. And we haven't done a car in a while. We've done some weird things like violins and just odd, you know, jungle gyms and stuff. So we're going back to the car thing here, because every car needs a good name. Says, hey, Wally, I just got this Mini Cooper Countryman. I need help with a name for it. I thought of Winnie Cooper off of The Wonder Years. That was for the show. Her real name is Danica McKellar. The McKellar car, I think Winnie Cooper is really good for a Mini Cooper. It even rhymes. Like, that's strong. We're going to have a tough time beating that, actually. So I need help coming up with a great name. I think you kind of did. So here we go. We'll take a shot at this. I kind of originally keyed in on Countryman, the name of the brand of the car.
Okay.
And I thought, what's more country than two names? And it's kind of this cute little feisty car. And I thought, maybe you could call it the Betty Lou.
Oh.
I don't want a car named after me.
All right.
Keep going.
Because at first I was thinking, okay, I'm going to play to Betty Rock's ego. Because the way it works is we can stick with our own name and then Gavin decides. Or if we like to go with the other person's, then that's the name we go with. And I thought I might get her on the ego. No. Like, oh, yeah, the Betty Lou.
But is it more embarrassing?
Nice ring
in
to
your head.
To
or?
Me.
It's a nice car.
Yeah, but I don't want a car named after me.
Okay.
And I don't want a dog named after me.
All right, so then I started thinking of other... Oh. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, great.
That one, okay,
that one makes more sense.
Fitting. Moving on.
I started thinking of other things with Cooper in the name, and I came up with Corey Cooper. So you might not know who that is. That is the wife of John Cooper from the band Skillet.
You're better than drugs.
She is the tiny, feisty guitar player.
That's a good one.
And she is so much fun to watch on stage. Really energetic. Reminds me of this tiny Mini Cooper. And so I am going to go with Corey.
Okay.
For this one. Where'd you go, Rock?
Well, see, I didn't focus so much on the Countryman side of things. I focused more on the Mini side of things.
Right, okay.
So I was like, you know what? What about Minnie Mouse? But then Minnie Mouse is just too basic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So it's not red.
Well, that too.
Car's blue.
Okay, let me. So anyways, I looked further into it and I Googled who was the first person that voiced Minnie Mouse.
I know it.
Who is it?
Roosie Taylor.
No.
Oh, she was the second one? Was the first one Walt's wife?
It was Marjorie Ralston.
Marjorie Ralston.
But she went by Marge. So I think Marge would be a great name.
There you go. Okay.
Marge for Marjorie.
Right. The one I...
Typically cars are female.
Right. Mm-hmm. Boy, Roosie's pretty good, too, because that was another voice of Minnie Mouse. She was the second one.
Trying to one-up me.
We
don't want second. We want first. If you're not first, you're last.
Roosie was the lady
Marjorie
I knew who was amazing.
Is what we're going with.
All right.
Marge, which is way better than whatever
was. You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to not go with mine, Rock. In a surprise, I'm not picking mine. Believe it or not, my
Corey. You're going with something else.
I'm
going
to go with hers of Winnie. I think Winnie's the best option here. Yeah. I think Winnie is the best option
Winnie
here.
Cooper.
Yeah, Gavin, where are you going to go with Winnie Cooper?
I think that Oh, if I was choosing between you two, I was going to go with Corey.
Yeah, absolutely.
No!
But
yeah.
If we're going to, I think they already came up with the best option.
Okay,
Winnie is a great name.
So it's going to be Winnie or
Corey? I'm
going to
go with that.
All right, there you go.
Marge.
One of those two. Marge, not even a thought.
Marge.
There you go. Nicely done, Gavin. And another satisfied customer for Name It and Claim It.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.